Did you know that if you were not experiencing joy, satisfaction, and results through your current fitness routine, there is a better way to do fitness and experience fitness? Listen to this episode of the Break Free and Get Fit podcast to hear more. Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. So I know for a fact that there is a better way to do fitness. I did fitness the way the world taught me for over 20 years. And in the end, worldly fitness failed me. Did you know that fitness is a biblical concept? Yes, fitness is God's idea and it is God's will for us to be fit. I'm going to say this again. It is God's will. My brothers, my sisters, my loved ones, my family, my friends, it is God's will for you and I to be fit. And what has happened is that this term has been taken out of context and focused solely on physical fitness. But what God says about fitness is that it is complete, spirit, soul, and body, missing nothing. Biblical fitness starts with the transformation from the inside out, which is why most people don't lean into this, because what they want is a quick fix to look good on the outside, and they just haven't grasped the concept of all God has for us through fitness. Let me tell you something. What God has for you is always going to be greater than what anything or anyone else has for you. The worldly system has an agenda. It's to sell you, it's to make their money, and it's to keep you paying. But what God has is a level of fitness that starts deep down within in who he created you to be, and then emanates into all areas of your life, including your physical body. And so, yes, this may take longer, but yes, it will be lasting, because when God does something, he finishes it. And when God does something, he makes it lasting, not temporary. And so if you've been experiencing up and downs and yo-yos and roller coasters in your fitness, this message is for you. And a lot of times we've just been like inculcated, like it is hammered in our heads. Oh, fitness means you look like a bikini model, or you have a six pack of abs, or you this, or you're this size, or you're this weight. And it is completely wrong. Now, is it wrong to measure your progress in practical ways? Absolutely not. And if you do look like a bikini model and have a six pack of abs, are you in sin? Absolutely not. I am not saying that's wrong. I am not saying that, you know, of course we want to look good. However, there is so much more to fitness that we can focus on instead of being hung up on what the world says fitness success is, which in all honesty, it's unrealistic for the most of us. And there's no need to reach for these measures of fitness when God provides different measures of fitness that when we understand what they are, we might even be walking in it, and we can be thankful and we can be grateful and we can celebrate our wins. And so I give this example. When I was obsessed with fitness, doing fitness the world's way, I just thought like being skinny was being a better person. And I could always see the goodness in everybody else, but I couldn't see it in myself. And I remember I got down to like a size 4, and I was still not happy. So this is just a testament of follow fitness the world's way, and you will not find satisfaction. Satisfaction comes through following the will of the Lord, the desires of the Lord. And we have to understand what his will is, what his desires are, by reading and studying the Bible, by praying over our fitness, reading what the Bible says about fitness, inviting God to participate in our fitness, and it will transform the way you see yourself. It will empower you to get fit and stay fit, which is the will of God for your life. And so God wants us strengthened in our spirit, in our soul, our mind, our emotions, and our physical bodies. He doesn't want us wavering here and there. That's not who God is. We are created in his likeness and image. And God is constant and he's consistent. And that's what he desires for us, to be constant and be consistent. And yes, we have different seasons in our lives, especially being a mother. I know about the seasons. We have pregnancies, we have weight gain, but fitness comes in all sizes. That doesn't mean that your level of fitness goes away because you're up 5 or 10 pounds, or you got sick and something else happened, right? Because fitness starts on the inside. And so, yes, our physical bodies also age, we change. There's different seasons in our physical health. And yes, God desires healing and health for us physically, but the most important is our spiritual and then our soul, which is our mind, will, emotions, creativity, our desires, all those things that are unseen. And so I wanted to weave in here a song I did that's called Holy, Holy by Richie Righteous and Choice. And I'm weaving in this dancing and devotionals because I do Christian Zumba, and I think that this was a good reflection about what it is it to be holy. And I consider the Christian Zumba holy, the way I do fitness holy. And holy is not being perfect. It's not being free of sin. It is, as Romans 12, 1, 2 says, that's Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so it's about separating from the way the world does things. And we start that separation in the way we think. And we renew our minds with the word of God. What I think is what God thinks. And I declare that. And I declare that his thoughts are my thoughts and that I'm adopting God's thoughts. Like, I don't have an opinion on this. This is what God is speaking, what God has written in his holy word, and what I am sharing with you through that revelation in the experiences I have had. And so I can tell you, fitness with God is a better fitness experience. Following the definition that God has for fitness is so much better, so much more fruitful, so much more fulfilling than what the world offers. And so I'm not going to conform to what the world says is fitness. I'm not going to look for solutions to what the world says is fitness. I'm not going to conform to those images. and I'm going to do things God's way. And so I think another part of this revelation of holy is in Ezekiel 42, 20, when Ezekiel was describing all the parameters of how the temple was to be designed God's way. And I love this because we are considered temples of the Holy Spirit, right? We house the Spirit of the Lord. So anytime I read something on God's holy temple, the physical temple, I start to actually think of our physical bodies, like ourselves housing God and being that holy place. And so in Ezekiel 42, it says a separation between the holy and the common. So there was a separation created in the temple to keep this holy place, this sanctuary, separated, this restricted area where not everything comes in, separated from the common, the public places, what everybody sees, the outer area, the ordinary. And so I think of this like this holy place. Like, yes, we are called to be holy, but our hearts are the most important thing to the Lord. This is the holy of holies where his presence is. And not everything is supposed to come into our sacred areas, into like, we're not supposed to take everything the world offers in. Like, we have a choice. We can accept it, we cannot accept it. And I'm not saying like, don't read science. Don't read books on health and fitness, but just know where they are coming from, what their objective is, and do your research. And part of it is, does this align with the word of God? You know, don't just look for worldly stuff. Look what God says and compare it. And if it doesn't align or it makes you feel some sort of way, you're just like, this just doesn't align with my faith, my beliefs, toss it out. You do not have to accept it. You can reject it. Also, when you hear comments from other people or advice from other people, do the same thing. Retain what's good, get rid of what's bad. You do not have to receive it because you have control of your temple. And in 1 Corinthians 3:17, it says, "For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." So we are supposed to be separated from the common, separated from the world. We do things differently as people of God, as children of God. Don't conform to the patterns of this world. There is a better fitness experience. And I'm going to pray for you now that you receive that truth, that you be empowered by it, and that you start to walk in this amazing truth. This is the reality that God provides for us. And I'm just so wowed by it. I hope that you are as well. And so, Father God, I thank you for this episode of Break Free, Get Fit podcast. I thank you for everybody listening, Lord, that it is not Janelle's voice that they're hearing, Lord, but that they are able to receive what you are saying through me, Father God, that they are blessed. Bless them, Lord, in their health, Lord, in their minds, in their emotions, Lord, and in their spirit, Father God. Touch them, Lord. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Give them a fresh touch and a fresh anointing to walk into health and wholeness that you have provided for us, Father God. Your job has been done. Jesus on the cross dying has finished. The work has finished everything. It is our time to walk our faith out, to walk our fitness out in the way that you have intended, Lord, for ability, for purpose, for function, Lord. Not for vanity, not for this world, not to please other people or so others can feel comfortable for us or give us praises, Lord. That is not what we do fitness for. We do it for you because we are your temples. You have given us our bodies. They are borrowed and we are going to take care of them and we are going to do your will through our physical bodies. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done in each one of our lives today as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Until the next one, be blessed. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close. So come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things together.